Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. All right, it's KX93.5. Love having live music in the studio. And right now, band from Seattle, well, two of the guys from My Goodness are here. And they're going to play for us and then we'll have a chat. All right, so when you're ready, guys, here's My Goodness live in the studio at KX93.5.
To my face, shake me into a nightmare, but take me to a place where I felt it all fall into an empty space. Tell me, is it sleight of hand? Keep me on the edge for weeks, put it all on hold. You know, honey, you're gonna make it hard to breathe. Say you go. Say you're wrong, say you're gone, say you're gone. Send me on a chase, try me if you dare. I've just a taste, you can take it all. Kill me with your kindness, mates. Tell me, is it sleight of hand? Keep me on the edge for weeks. Put it all on hold, you know, honey. You can leave it up to me. Say you're wrong. Say you're gone. Say you're wrong. Say you're gone. Just a taste, you can take it all. Kill me with your kindest face. Tell me, is it sleight of hand? Keep me on the edge for weeks. Put it all on hold, you know, honey. You can leave it up to me. Say you're wrong. Say you're gone. Say you're wrong. Say.
Yeah, it's the sound of My Goodness in the studio, live on KX93.5. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Andy, do grab one of those mics there. Let's see what's going to be. 1, 2, 3, mic 4. There we go. Perfect. Well, Andy's here playing guitar and, Joel's here.
Yes.
Playing guitar and Andy's playing drums. He's a bass player in the band.
We toured with a bass player for the last couple of years. On this current tour, it's just the two of us.
Just the two.
We started out that way. So,
yeah, it's good old-fashioned Americana, lo-fi, rock and roll music. You guys are out of Seattle.
We are, yes.
Yeah, so there's a proud history of that kind of guitar music from there for sure. Yeah. How's it been touring with that? How are you feeling touring just the two of you?
It's easy, that's for sure. our van had a brake. The analog brakes went out right before we were supposed to leave on this tour, so we ended up renting a Suburban, and everything fits in it perfectly, and it's just two of us. We don't have a tour manager or anything on this tour.
Pretty nice.
It's only three shows. It's hardly can consider it an actual tour, but
but it must be nice to sort of, you've been friends for a long, long time.
We have, yes.
Yeah, we went to high school right near each other. Never played in bands together until much later in life, but until this band actually. But competed at the same jazz festivals in high school,
and we were both in like high school punk rock bands.
Yeah,
that played at the same battle the bands and stuff. And
yeah,
are you guys like, are you trained jazz player? Can you do the jazz thing? Is that what you?
I wouldn't call either of us trained jazz players, but I mean it's how you participate in high school. So we have that foundation, which is great. So,
right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So do you, your influences are sort of pretty wide ranging then, I would think.
Yeah.
They definitely are. Yes.
What are you listening to in the car when you're driving around?
Oh, we actually listened to quite a bit this
actually
week.
Listened to a lot of hip hop on the way.
We did.
We listened to the last J. Cole record.
Yep.
And what else did we listen to? I just put my Apple Music on shuffle and just cruising
around.
So it's all kinds of stuff, you know.
Two guys in a car. I think it's fantastic. Things get a bit overblown, you know. And you're in a band, and you've got different personalities, and you've got to be in a van, and the thing can break, as you say, break down, and who's in charge of what, and blah blah blah. This is a lot of fun. Actually, I did say to you when you first came in that you looked pretty sort of bright eyed, but the guys were like half an hour early. This never happens.
Well,
we are not more.
We don't feel that way. I'm glad we appear that way.
No, you appear that way because you just stayed across the street last night, right?
We did, yeah.
So tell us about the shows. What are people going to expect from the shows coming up?
Oh, tonight is San Diego Music Thing. We're playing a soda bar with Born Ruffians.
Do you know what? You're the second, and it's really funny because we had the Paper Kites in here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Who were playing at the San Diego Music Thing, and the girl Christine, the singer, one of the singers in the band, she said, "Oh yeah, we're playing at the San Diego Music Thing tomorrow," and I thought she just couldn't remember the name of the festival, let it go.
we're what is it? James Supercave, Young Rival, and Born Ruffians. We're opening up the show, so
should be fun.
It'll be loud.
Oh, it's magnificent. San Diego is such a great progressive city when it comes to music, and they really support new music too. I want to talk to you about about recording, but I think we should have another song. We'd plan to just do two songs and wrap it up, but let's do another song, and then we'll talk about recording.
Cool. That's good.
Cool. All right, so it's My Goodness in the studio here at KX93.5, all the way from Seattle, Joel on guitar, Andy on drums, and... My Goodness, right here. When you're ready, gentlemen.
So get off your high horse, the night is still young. Played it so safely, where'd it go wrong? A bottle for my hands, a bottle for my heart. So I drink my fill and make a new start. Oh, tell me I'm yours, tell me we'll make it on. Oh, tell me I'm yours, tell me we'll make it on. Let me down gently, it ain't much farther now. Feel my body break, gotta save it somehow. Too carefree to rescue, too careless at heart. So I'll take my chance to keep what I got. Oh, tell me I'm yours, tell me we'll make it on. Oh, tell me I'm yours, tell me we'll make it on. So say what you want, I won't play the you are and I won't play the fool. Say what you want, it's a matter of time till we're face down. Say what you want, I won't.
People clapping out in the office. You've done it for Monica, and she doesn't usually do that. She's usually a little more reticent. But that's the sound, of course, of My Goodness, who are right here in the studio at KX93.5. Thanks for playing, guys. Sounds beautiful.
Thank you. Really cool.
I'm sure the shows are going to go really well. Playing tonight. Is it tonight?
It is tonight.
Tonight, the San Diego music thing, along with some big names, Yola Tengo, Matt Vasquez from Delta Spirit, friend of the show.
Yeah.
And Paper Kites, as I said before. Schizophonics are playing, and Blitz and Trapper. So amongst like a dozen others or more.
Totally.
So it's going to be a really great show.
It's going to be a fun one,
yeah. Yeah, it really is. Now, the LP's doing all right. The people from the Pacific Northwest, very a tasteful bunch, are really liking it. And you've been on a national tour last year in support of the Augustines. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Was that just the two of you again?
No, we were a three-piece on that tour.
Three-piece band.
Yeah.
Right. And a significant following. And the album's called Shiver and Shake. Tell us a bit about how that came about. What I really want to know is how you write. Do you sort of get... Are you a garage band?
Yeah, so I think most of Shiver and Shake was written in that format. We're doing things a little differently on this next record that we're working on right now.
Before we had written together live, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where we kind of get that raw sound from. But what we're doing right now is just trying to compose ahead of time and kind of experiment with structuring a song before we even step in the room together. So I think it's been a really good exercise. It's definitely evolving our sound, which is great.
I've never done it, but I think they call it prep.
Yes. Pre-production.
I've never done it. I don't know. So I had to look it up in the dictionary.
It's nice because I'll record something. I'll send it to him or vice versa, and then we can kind of, you know, change things, or add things, and then send it back to the other person, and then kind of build a song that way. And I think when there's more people working on one song, it just the song becomes just a better version of itself.
Right.
Rather than one person just, sit, write the song, structure it, do everything himself, and then bring it in, So,
right. I mean, you get the collaboration is great, and you're crafting the song as you go along.
Yep.
So how do you know when to stop?
That's the question. Yeah. We're pretty good at stopping. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we have our roots in rock and roll, which is a little more bare bones. So I think we try to stay within our, also we're always thinking about what can we accomplish as two or three people max on stage. Mm-hmm. So we try to think of that too. So,
yeah.
It's hard to stop. Yeah.
So a cheesy chord change when you hear it.
I think at this point.
That's not going to work.
At least I hope so. I hope we know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, it does. It sounds bare bones and real and authentic, and I'm delighted you came in.
Thank you.
Every time, you guys, bands make my day.
All right.
And it's wonderful to hear that rock and roll's still alive. So, great. Have fun tonight at San Diego's music thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Wonder why they called it that. They just couldn't come up with a name.
I think it was, I don't know.
Like probably had a bunch of names.
It's a thing.
Let's just call it a thing.
It's the anti-cool name for a festival, right? It's just, yeah.
It's postmodern.
It is. It is very.
Yeah. So, brilliant. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Really cool of you to play for us live. My goodness, in the studio on Cakes, 93.5, playing tonight at the San Diego Music Thing. Joel, Andy, nice one. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Good luck on the road. Have fun, and we'll see you next time.